Hawaii will need 65,000 housing units in 10 years, one-third of them affordable rentals. That according to the State Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism. Developer Peter Savio has delivered 10,000 affordable units since 1980. He says the problem is off-island financing that drives up cost. But he says the state can help.
So if the government's willing to float bonds, is willing to provide favorable interest rates, it's good. But it only works if they're going to finance 105 or 110%, so the local developers don't have to go and bring in mainland partners. The partner piece, the equity piece, is the most expensive portion of the money, and the state should be willing to take that risk to help build affordable housing.
Savio says local developers won't need 20 to 30% profit margins if they don't have offshore financing partners. Developer Christine Camp says zoning and permitting requirements are also problematic with redundant county and state systems.
When you are facing 5 to 7 years of permitting process before one unit can bring in the first rent or first dollar for a sale of a unit, then the risk goes higher. And so the investors coming in put a greater premium on it. So it may require 5% more in return for that capital. It could be another 20% more for that capital.
Camp says cutting red tape is not an option, given environmental and public safety requirements. Ryan Harada is a development partner for 801 South at the old Honolulu Advertiser site. The project delivered 750 workforce housing units in exchange for double density. The units averaged in price between $395,000 and $512,000. Harada says the Hawaii Community Development Authority's latest proposal to lower the percentage qualification for area median income, AMI, will hurt the working middle class.
140% AMI for a single person amounts about $86,000. People look at $86,000 and say, oh, that's a good income. It is. But when we get a lot of couples coming in, that goes up to $98,000. So that means each of them is making less than $50,000. And that's where a lot of people don't understand. They look at the 140% and say, oh, that's too much. But for a couple in Hawaii trying to buy a house, each of them having to keep their income under $50,000, that's tough to do.
Senator Willa Sparrow is sponsoring a bill that could provide $2 billion in bond financing for developers statewide. He says affordable housing development on Oahu is a high priority and should follow the rail transit system.
We have to be very smart on how we develop the remaining open lands and building up. Some people don't like that idea, but in 50 years, I project that we're going to have an additional 500,000 people living on Oahu. Imagine that. And then in 100 years, we'll have 2 million people living on Oahu.
In my next report, Hawaii developers weigh in on solving the affordable housing crisis. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.